Good evening. Today is Thursday, April 27th, 2023. Time now is 5:15. This is a regular board meeting. We'll start off with, I'll call this meeting to order, and we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to adoption of the agenda, I would like to remove action item
G
from the agenda.
I'll second.
So I'll go ahead and motion to...
I thought you said you moved.
No, that's okay.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and motion to adopt the agenda for removing action item G.
We're moving to remove. Okay. Yeah. I'll second.
Aye. All right, moving on to call to the public, we have two.
And then after the call to the public, then I have a special guest that I want to acknowledge and,
okay,
and give you some info on.
What's the first one? First one will be Julie Campos.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Julie Campos. I'm the English language coordinator, the grade 5 through 8 English language teacher and art teacher here at Napa School. I've been in education for 26 years. I've been a teacher, coordinator, department head in both public and private K-12 schools, universities in the USA, Belgium, the Bahamas, and the United Arab Emirates. I want to address two issues this evening. One that falls under the action item listed, another is teacher retention. Currently, NAPWA has a 40-hour work week. This is longer than Greenway Lowland, the high school, Bisbee High School's work week by 2 and 4 hours, respectively. Changing the hours on the work week to a 37-hour work week, as suggested on the new contract, would put us in line with the USD, since Greenway is at a 38-hour work week and Lowell and VHS are at a 36-hour work week. On one of the two contracts that teachers received last Thursday and during a meeting on Monday with Mr. Maplin, it was suggested that teachers work on several Fridays as well in the new school year in order to attend parent-teacher conferences and professional development. There are a few reasons why I don't feel that this is a reasonable request. Working on Fridays when we have already worked a full week during the Monday through Thursday schedule is equivalent to us working on Saturdays now. The data from previous parent-teacher conferences held on Fridays does not support the need for an additional day, since parent attendance on Friday was minimal. Our colleagues in Bisbee Unified are able to hold their parent-teacher conferences in one day, 3 times per year, according to their calendar. We're smaller, so we should be able to do the same. Bisbee Unified District offices are also closed on Fridays, where personnel does not work on Fridays. Most teachers already sacrifice their personal time on the weekends to do lesson planning, marking papers, and everything else that they need to do in order to be an effective teacher. Our salaries will now be based on the Monday through Thursday schedule. While it's expected that we will occasionally go outside the normal working hours for meetings and professional development, anything outside of the Monday through Thursday schedule would not be compensated. So let's compare this to other professions. Imagine going to a doctor's appointment, a consultation with a lawyer, or calling on the services of a plumber or electrician, and imagining that we could benefit from their services without compensating these professionals. Furthermore, if we called a plumber on the weekend, we would expect to pay significantly more for their services. There are some Fridays listed for Bisbee teachers. However, through my conversations when I called Greenway, Lowell, and Bisbee High School this week, they said that those are mandated by the county school board offices, which I could claim, not the schools themselves. Next issue I want to address is teacher retention. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, approximately 600,000 teachers nationwide have left the profession since 2020. That number is expected to increase to 900,000 in the next few years. If you take a few moments to search on transitioning teachers or leaving teachers on any social media, employment pages, or video platform, you'll find hundreds, if not thousands, of groups and individuals solely dedicated to helping educators earn an equitable wage and work in a more positive environment with decent work-life balance. Teachers are not only leading our profession, but they have a significant amount of help in doing so. According to the NEA, on average, teachers are earning $2,150 less than they did 10 years ago. That's been adjusted for inflation. The current NAPO salary for a teacher with a master's degree is a full $20,000 less than what the average equally educated employee across the USA earns. If we compare NAPO salaries to the rest of the country and to the rest of the state, we earn less than our equally qualified and experienced colleagues, even though the cost of living has increased significantly here. According to Zillow, housing prices in Sierra Vista have increased by 63% since 2018. Our salary increase last year was 1%. Furthermore, on our salary scales, the salaries of most teachers who have the valued experience of over 15 years in the classroom stagnates once they've reached that 15-year mark. With a master's degree, the salary at under $50,000 a year stagnates at 17 years. Of course, we have the option of pursuing graduate credits in order to earn a higher salary. However, 1 year of in-state tuition for graduate studies at the University of Arizona is $14,000. That's just the tuition, not the books or anything else. The faculty member would never recover that investment, even at the maximum step on our certified salary scale. Put simply, it's not a sound financial investment for anyone who already has 10 or more years of experience. Yet, those are the teachers you want to keep. According to McKinsey & Company, the top three reasons why teachers leave are compensation, unreasonable expectations, for example, working on Saturdays or the weekend, and the inability to protect one's well-being. Similarly, the reason faculty stay is compensation, meaningful work, and quality colleagues. At this point, administration and board could simply say, well, if you don't like it, go work somewhere else. However, that is not constructive to the growth and development of our school. We have a small school district, which means that we have the power and the ability to make significant changes in our small community and be a model of what education should be or could be. Another excuse that I've heard is that we don't have enough money to pay teachers. That seems contradictory to the fact that we have added several administrative positions since the spring of 2021, including a secretary and director of curriculum and instruction. No matter how wonderful those people are or how good they do their jobs, we've been able to add those positions. A possible path towards a solution is for the board, the administration, and the faculty to form a committee and work together to come up with solutions to address teacher retention. Grants, fundraising campaigns, and a reassessment of budget allocation are possible avenues toward retaining teachers. At the very least, this will demonstrate that the board and administration value teachers, they want to retain teachers, and are willing to make an effort to address what is quickly becoming a national crisis in education. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is going to be
Connie.
Hmm?
Connie. Miss Hendry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Connie Hendry. I'm the third grade teacher this year. Last year I was the fifth grade teacher. I wrote a preliminary sign up before we ever saw contracts. What are the conditions under which you would return? I said I would return only if I would get grade 3, grade 4, or grade 5. Lest be, at a conversation with Mr. Macklin a week or so ago, and he said you'll return to grade 5. That's exactly what I wanted. However, the document doesn't read, it says teacher. It doesn't say what grade. Knowing that he's going away and I had the conversation with him doesn't mean that I'm going to get what he said. It's going to mean I get whatever the next guy says. I haven't had this conversation with the next guy, so I really want what I was promised to be on the document that I get and sign. That way, whoever the next guy is will be saying, yes, this is going to be the fifth grade teacher. Instead of, hell, we could use her in second grade because I have taught all of them. But I specifically said only, and he said fifth, and I said yay. So I want that to continue. That was the specificity that I was referring to.
Okay. Daily, we're asked not to respond.
You cannot respond.
I just said that.
Yet,
I just,
or is
I'm just saying that.
An illegal meeting.
Right.
I'm just reminding you.
Right.
That's
good job.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to give the board and the public some notice and introduce Bobby Zavala. And I want to do that because Bobby was just named SRO officer, SRO, School Resource Officer of the Year in Arizona.
Oh, nice.
We'll be having an award ceremony for him. I didn't want him to have to stay for the whole meeting just in case he, you know, because his shoes are polished and everything. But I wanted to make sure you guys got that information first, and then we will be having a meeting. We are in a big ceremony for Bobby. But
so tell me again the title is SRO of the year?
SRO Arizona.
Arizona
SRO
of
the year, yes. Oh. School Resource Officer of the Year. So that was very nice. Bobby's done a lot. I mean, he could go more, but he's excelled past all the hours other people put into the classroom with the kids and everything. So it's a well-earned honor. Congratulations, Bobby.
And when is the...
That's the problem. Right now, it seems to usually play telephone tag. We're playing email tag. The lady was gone for a week, and so she'll be back. Hopefully, get back to me, and then we can get it set up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Moving on to the consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting, April 6th, 2023.
I just have on item 3B, we just had a consent agenda by almost seconded by Romero, 3-0, but that didn't have the, that I voted. Is all.
Oh, it says 3-0.
Right, but it usually, like, look below there, it says ayes, 3-0, nays. It just doesn't say.
Oh, I didn't say ayes and nays. Okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
I can fix that.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Moving on to B, presentation of the March financial report, and also C, approval of the March vouchers. She's not here today.
She is not, so I will try to answer them for you. I got notes from her. Her husband is in the hospital and he's getting out. So hopefully it'll be okay. She asked me to go through and give you the basic information on the different questions that usually we have. And if you have any others, I will do my best. On the March expense report, she said payroll number 20. The increase to payroll was because all of the teachers and paras received I'm reading her sheet right now.
Gotcha.
She put everything on. So let's see. It's payroll number 20. So payroll number 20 will be on the bottom of that first sheet. Yeah. Don, it should be on the bottom of that first sheet.
Right.
March 23 expenses. The last one under payroll vouchers. If you notice, it's about $42,000 higher.
Right.
Okay, so the teachers got their 301 payment, and the paras and classroom support got theirs. So that's their lump, and then now everything else is based off of, you know, what they've done with the plan, what they've earned. And that will be actually coming up next month in the meeting. So, any questions on that one?
No, but so this doesn't have anything. This is that amount, the over $2 million or $2.5 million at the bottom of year to date. That none of that is our pay. That is none of that is our tuition or any of that. We're done with that for now, right?
I believe
and the other one is like
there's a tuition. There was a tuition one on voucher 2335.
$2,335. That's over $315,000.
Right. There's a tuition in part of that.
Okay.
Part of that is.
That's the tuition, and now it's the tuition also in this bottom where it just that
it's all that's added. That's total. That's taking your 396 and your seven. All of those numbers, and you're adding it up year to date, 2.493.
All right.
The second thing that she had listed was expense 2331, and she said that Converge 1 was paid for the cameras. That's through that COPS grant. That was a $21,500 cost, and then we are getting reimbursed from that federal COPS grant for that. And health insurance payment was $17,262.
Is what but we haven't been asked if you had reimbursed for that amount yet. Is that included in that number? Is that
it may have come, but I, as of last month's money, no. Yeah, but we're now, you know, in April. So we could have it by now, but as of March, we did not.
Okay.
And then number three, the expense 2335, which you already asked about. Had the payment to Bisbee, and the next fiscal year we will no longer be paying Bisbee. The new law takes effect, and so what happens now is all of the kids going to Bisbee from NACO will become open enrollment students because they have not changed their boundaries for their high school to encompass NACO. And so they will now take all students as open enrollment students, and they will be going through the process with the state to get funding directly from the state, which is a lot cleaner. And the nice thing is, at least if you worked in the tax office, the Bisbee High School will now show up, and the NACO school will be separate. Because right now, it looks like you're paying all of those taxes to NACO, and now it should come out separate on the tax statement. So, anyway. Looks like she's got an arrow. Yep. Oh, that was just a note for me. Sorry. Any other questions?
To D, approval of field trips for another Douglas school.
Yeah, there's actually two field trips that have been requested. One from charter school over there. Mr. Vino, you got off the top of your head?
Liberty Charter.
Okay, and the other for Loretto. Oh, yeah, it's on there, sorry. Another for Loretto has asked about another trip. Basically, the costs are to go to the one wanted to take their second graders to the zoo, and another one has an eighth grade trip planned back to Tucson. The days that they're looking at are two Fridays that we don't have anything going on, and I mean, as far as our busing. For the last month, it's really, there's only about five other days left. And so it would not have an effect or an impact on us. It wouldn't affect our bus driving to get kids home. They would be paying the bus driver and I think it's $200 for the bus. They pay the insurance for the day. They pay the petroleum, gas, or diesel, and all of the separate costs. It's about $800 for the big yellow bus to leave here, drive to Douglas, load up, go there for this time it's only 8 hours, and then come back again and then come back to NACO. So by the time we did all the miles and figured the cost of fuel for the diesel, it was that, or that was 10 hours, that trip, I'm sorry. And the other trip is 8 hours for Loretto. And so that's going a little farther out, but two less hours. So everything kind of balances in that regard. And so we sat down and went through the costs, and we just put it right at 800. We left it for both trips the same as last time. Loretto actually has already sent us a check. Hopefully you'll approve them. They paid us the day after our last trip. Very good. The other group has taken it to get their payment approval, and they're not going until the 19th. But I want it's something that you will need to approve for any time we would use the bus for anything other than our own agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Amanda.
No, I'm okay with it.
I just realized that there's something on the back of this. I didn't think that resignation is in there.
Oh, yeah, they're both in there. Yeah, I just did in front and back.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, when you got
a 900
page document and all the other business.
Moving on to EA approval of the resignation of Elizabeth Heiser.
Mrs. Heiser came to us as Ms. Campos's intern or student teacher, and she was very good, and we talked to her, and she was able to go in and fill that third grade opening that we had. She's done an excellent job. Wish we could keep her, but she wants to be teaching EL in the elementary or middle school, worst case scenario, it sounds like not high school. And she was offered a job in Sierra Vista. And so she accepted that job, and then she is not going to come back to us, unfortunately, next year.
We wish her well.
Yeah.
Moving on to F, approval of resignation from Mark Silverstein.
Yeah, Mr. Silverstein is resigning as of the end of the school year. And it's for personal reasons, I guess.
Okay. All right, approve Hope Germinder.
Reminder,
as a substitute teacher for the 2022-2023 and 2023-2024 school years.
Yeah, she just applied the other day, and I thought since it's so far to the end of the year, that we could put her name on there, and then you can just approve substitute teachers. She was our special ed teacher last year, found a different job, and went there, and things didn't work out, so she is now substituting and asked if we need substitutes, because she knew we were always short. So we said we would put it on the board agenda and bring it so that she would be able to.
How many are we carrying on that list now?
Well, how many will come or how many are on the list?
So we always had about 12.
Yeah, there's probably 14 people on the list. There's three people that come.
Oh.
And then one person off and on. And then one of the people that we were using has gone back up north. And so, I mean, it fluctuates, but we could definitely use another person.
H, approve the IGA with St. David Cooperative.
Okay. The IGA for St. David Cooperative, in most situations, you would say, wow, you get a new contract and it's $4,000 less to get the same all the services you need, and you'd say, that's great. Wow, we just save money. Unfortunately, the special ed world's a little different. And in special ed, you have your grant money, and then you must spend at least as much money, if not a dollar more, than you spent last year on special ed in your M&O. And so by them dropping it $4,000, it actually hurts us, if that's not weird to say. It really does, because now you have to balance that funding out. So there are some different things that we're looking at to, you know, that maybe we could do with special ed, and hopefully we'll find, you know, the right personnel to fill the different positions. But what happened was we had a counselor, and the person that we now have is a behavior specialist. And so behavior specialists on a pay scale are paid $4,000 less than a counselor. So it's really not a change in anything. It's just that the pay is $4,000 less.
That we pay $64,000.
For all the people that we get, yes, we pay them 64. 64 something, right?
Yeah,
64.50.
Yeah.
Okay. Andy? All right. Moving on to I, approve the use of the school for a stakeholder meeting.
So Camp Naco, again, I don't know, I said Fort on here and I knew it was camp, so I apologize. It's Camp Naco. They got those grants, and Antoinette came down. She's kind of the head of it, and she came down the other day toward the campus and would like to be able to have some stakeholder meetings here, at least for sure the first one. And so we got everything set up, and we were going to have it on Saturday as long as you guys approved it. And then the meeting got changed now to May 13th. Well, I talked to people on staff. We can still make it work for them. We'll have a custodian come and open the building and stick around a little bit to make sure they have anything they need and then come back and lock up. Mr. Rodriguez is going to come up and get them hooked up with technology so they have a ceiling projector and a big white screen so they can put a PowerPoint together. They're going to bring their own food in and some pizza or something, I think, and they just showed them they could eat outside on the red tables. And so they're going to use that facility if it's all right. The only problem we ran into was it would have been this weekend. We had lots of people who were willing to come work. But the weekend of May 13th is Mexican Mother's Day weekend and our Mother's Day in America, so there were a lot less people that were willing to say that they would come up to the school on Saturday. So we do still have that. It is a you know, local thing, and they have asked if the board approves it, then I will also, I've given them a name of somebody on the school that will be around for a while to contact to be a school rep. And so if you approve that, then they'll do that to see if that person would be interested in attending their meetings so they could be back and forth with the school and bringing information back and forth until you have a new superintendent in house and then they could represent the district.
This is like a one-time thing as of now.
As of right now, this is the first meeting, so they don't have anything set up later. It sounded like they wanted to be able to have a meeting either monthly or bi-monthly, but they also, she asked me today about, you know, the short-term future, and I said, well, since it's middle of May, now you're going to be kind of middle of June, and our cafeteria, the day after summer school is done and we will have classrooms emptied, everything in that cafeteria, and this will have all of that stuff out here. So we're not going to have a lot of room, but I told her, you know, it's only 20 people. We probably could find a classroom. But I said it may be a little, you know, like not the same place all the time. We would work with them if they were interested or needed a spot. Because I don't know where else. I mean, they could go to Bisbee, but since it's Fort Naco, and the way it sounded, they wanted maybe at times to be able to go over and talk about something at the fort or look at the camp or look at it.
We shouldn't really have to have staff available.
We do.
To pay to take care of that, do you think? It's
going
to
be like
existing.
It's,
they're
it's
already
be,
there
yeah.
anyway.
It's going to be like a couple of hours for a couple of employees. Mm-hmm. But one of them's salaried, so he just said, I'll come in and do it. Okay. So it works out. I mean, so it'll still, I mean, it'll still be a little bit that will kick in.
And this is only for the stakeholders, not like a town meeting or
this anything. Is just, they've got 20 people that are signed up to work on this project. So they're having their first real get-together with those people.
And so we've been through this before.
Yeah.
Every time we're trying to breathe life back into NACO.
Well, in a way, I do think it will benefit NACO School the long run with the when they get open and stuff like
that. I think
that.
It would be
maybe
great.
It would be great, yeah. You know, to start building communication.
Plus, just teaching our kids history that was here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that to me would be really a wonderful thing. But
well, I'm just telling you, we've had this go on before, and we've had committees. They were going to build a big thing for the kids and parents and Camp NACO. This is not the first time we've done this rodeo. You know.
Yeah, so I think it's at least good to throw it out there this time,
right.
And help them out, and then just see what they need in the future. Because right. Definitely, I told her definitely June would be off. There's no way we would have anything available in June.
Right.
And July, we should have everything put back together, because our goal this year was to have the school open for the teachers. I think it was the 15th mm-hmm. of July or earlier, and we were ready for teachers to come back into the rooms by about the 10th. So. You know, that's the goal you have. So we probably would have our library available again in July if they wanted to. But I think that would be a come and talk to this new superintendent, and then, you know, could get that approved at the July meeting, because you're going to have a quick meeting in July right away, because you're going to do the budget. Right. And so that'll happen before the 5th.
I'd like to see that. I'm not trying to sound dismal, but I mean, Floyd ran that the show for a long time with Camp NACO too. And so I'm just saying, we've been there and done that
yeah.
a bunch of times.
But I hope it works.
This time they have money, so hopefully yeah. they got a big grant.
They got quite a bit in federal grants,
yeah.
so hopefully it works, because it would really be nice.
So. Good luck with that.
Do you have any?
No. Want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion to approve the meeting for the stakeholders of Camp NACO.
Yeah, do the consent agenda, the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. I'm sorry.
What?
I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Items A through I.
I'll second.
Hi.
Hi.
I forgot.
Moving on to action items A, presentation, discussion, and votes on approval of the 2021-2022 audit by CWDL.
All right, so after we go through and answer any questions that you have, when we do the vote, it's a roll call vote, okay? So you'll make a motion to, if you make a motion to approve, and second, and then it's each of you will vote and it'll be on record, okay? just making sure we all, so when I say that, it doesn't catch anybody off guard for the audit.
Business as usual, pretty much.
Yes, yeah, that's how it should be supposed to be.
Why do you think we're going to specifics?
Well, I will answer any questions that you have. You don't want to try to dig through the 200 and whatever pages right
no.
now, but in general, I mean, if you want me to just give you a nutshell, 2,000 foot view, in general, there are 38 points that the auditor brought up, call them findings or whatever you want to call them. Of those 38, one of them had to do with technology. One or two of them had to do with funds being either deposited or dropped off in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
The others all dealt with either journal entries or miscoding. And miscoding of journal entries is actually what the problem was with the journal entries.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did our cap, that was what we had to do, and everything has to be signed off by two people prior to doing any journal entries or anything like that.
And what was the other thing, miscoding, and what was the other?
Well, journal entries, but the coding on the journal entries. So it's not... You know, and then the lacking of the documentation, having all of that documentation on every item. And it's the same thing that we kind of went over last year. So, I mean, actually, the audit this year was better than last year, but it, you know, the auditor was very good. He was very thorough. He pointed out every little thing, which is why you pay the auditors to come in.
Mm-hmm.
He said that as far as was there anything grossly wrong, most of the mistakes were minor mistakes as far as the numbers, but they have a big impact in you knowing exactly where you are as you move forward each year. So it was audit. We will be getting visited by the state auditor general to go over our CAP, our corrective action plan, from last year, and then they are also looking at this. And they are going to take off the things that they were coming to check out that we are not doing incorrectly anymore. So we have corrected things, but not those areas still pop up, and they shouldn't. We do not have an adverse audit or anything like that, so that, you know, like he said, that's not the issue. His problem was, the biggest problem was he had an amount that was in liabilities, and it shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of more general, not specific. It's like
he said it looks like a lot of little mistakes, and what we found as we worked through it is it's the coding of $1,533, the coding of $2,200, and it's just coded incorrectly, and it's still going out of the account, you know, so it's not like you actually have that cash or you owe more cash. It's just that it's not put between expenses and liabilities, it's in the wrong categories. So he felt like it was, I mean, he said it, in all honesty, it was a much better audit this year than last year, but for me, when I look at 38 things that are not done right, it's pretty hard to say it was a good audit. So, yeah.
I have nothing.
No.
You guys want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2021-2022 audit by CWDL. I'll second. Aye.
Each of you, I'll call roll, and
I'm
then you'll have to vote. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Olmos.
Aye.
Ms. Romero.
Aye.
Ms. Walker.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Moving on to B, presentation, discussion, and vote on approving the award notification for new motors and resealing of the cooler and freezer.
Okay, so the cooler, you guys might not know that the cooler and the freezer have been a pain. I think Sally could vouch for that, and I think I and anybody else on the phone call list from the alarm could vouch for it. Our problems with our coolers and freezers. So we were looking at a couple of different options. One option was to try to get a brand new freezer brought in. It would have been an outdoor freezer. I just wasn't very excited about that. We talked to, I shouldn't say we, Kristen talked with the representative Sean, and she works for SFB. And she said that we would be able, if they said that both of our units were past their life expectancy, which they were, and that both motors could be or needed to be replaced, and they did. And so what will happen the day after summer school, we will take everything out of the freezer and the cooler. If we have to find a place to store it, we'll beg Bisbee to take it again this year to store some things. But the hope is that we're able to use up all of our food that we've ordered and have frozen and in the cooler to the best of our ability, and we don't have very much that we would have to move. Then they will, after we get everything out, they will come in and they will pull the motors, and then they will come in and they will reseal the entire freezer and fridge with, you know, the rubber stripping and caulking and everything, because that's part of our problem. If you go in there, it's kind of like going into a cave with, I don't know, who knows who's going to say, stalactites or stalagmites or whatever, the ones hanging from the ceiling.
Icicles.
Yeah, big icicles, okay? And so they're, you know, they're hanging there, but it's all because the humidity is getting in there because there's cracks and air coming in. So they wrote it all up, and they gave us the price of what it would be to fix. It was $27,869. And I am happy to say that our match is zero, so they will be paying for the entire thing. Nice. We will, of course, pay the bill. They will reimburse us, but so it won't cost us anything. And that'll basically give us brand new freezer and cooler. It won't make it any bigger, but it gives us brand new equipment that should work for us. We do need to approve it so that I can send the minutes to show that we accepted that.
Do you have anything? All right, motion to approve the award notification for the new motors and resealing of the cooler and freezer.
A second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. School calendar is the calendar that I gave you. I don't know how many months ago. Seems like when we first started down the road of looking into a four-day week. And as was said earlier, there are four Fridays. One would be an optional PD, and as the staff said on Monday, that's you speaking, and that's not the new superintendent. My recommendation would be to you as the board that the superintendent conference that's held in January, it's usually the same week as Martin Luther King Jr., but that since that's the 19th, I'm not so sure it won't be the 26th. That would be paid for by the district for any of the staff, paras, support staff, and teachers who wanted to go. We've done that in the past. This year we didn't, and we had talked about trying to go to that every other year. But of course, this year's a different year because you are looking at a four-day week. They hold their conference on Friday. It's either the 19th or 26th, and I'm not 100% sure. But that would be an optional. It is a PD. And of course, depending upon what you approve for your 301 plan, I could see that the school could pay for it, but since people would be giving their day up, that they could make a very good argument that they could be able to use those hours as PD for the 301 plan if the 301 plan continues similar to what we put in last year and this year. If it changes, obviously, then it wouldn't be a point. There are three Fridays that the teachers on here would be at school from 8 to noon. August 18th, that is 8 to noon. It is PI conferences. That's the parents involved in education. That is for the kindergarten through 5th grade staff. Personally, I wouldn't have anything for the middle school staff that day.
How are you differentiating like a 17 and 18 are all block green. How are you differentiating August 17th and 18th?
The 17th is a Thursday and the 18th is a Friday.
Okay, but
17th
Friday.
Would be after. They would. What we did this year, and it's on, I was going to get a thing from Mr. Rodriguez, but I don't have it, but on this, the other packet, one stapled and whatever, there's a sheet there that differentiates all that.
It explains it all?
Yeah.
This 23, 24 thing?
Yep, that one does, okay. And then the second page.
I mean, on
page,
the color coding, there's no explanation.
I know, there's no place to put it on that.
Right.
On that. I just do this, Don, honestly, because it's bigger print, and I can read it while I'm working
this
on
one?
It.
This
so that's
okay.
Where I use
so
this.
So tell me on July.
Okay.
On the 25th, it's gray. 26th, it's red. Thursday,
okay.
The 27th, it's green.
25th is new staff.
25th is new staff.
It's right on
so
that sheet.
Oh, you have to
yeah, it's
to
all
to
right
that?
There, yes.
Oh.
The 25th is new staff. The 26th is all the returning staff and the new staff. The 27th, the reason that's a different color is because that would be the night of the open house.
Right.
So that if you have an open house on Thursday and they go and they meet their teachers, the teachers, if we don't already have their lists online, can give them a list, and that gives them the weekend to do some shopping. If you do the open house and say you have it on Monday night and you start school Tuesday, you can't go and get anything.
We'll see how this one's done.
Mr. Rodriguez has the one that we have done every year.
Right.
But I don't have a copy of that one. He's got it on his computer, and when I went to get it from him, he wasn't in his room today, and I couldn't find my other copy to make a copy.
I've just never seen another copy of the copy. You know, the self-explanations about it.
Okay, as soon as you approve it, it'll end up on the website, so then you'll be able to print one too. But
Mr. Macklin, what's the difference between the 25th and the 28th of July?
The 28th is new staff as well, and the rationale for that and the reason would be if you bring new staff in the first day, and then you have people, mentors and people to help them. And Ms. Campos has had a very good idea, I think, about when we bring the teachers in from the Philippines to have some kind of a social...
A cultural integration.
Yeah. You know, so that
they
kind of get that.
That'd be good.
So, with that, but if you have that and then you go the second, I mean, you bring them in the first day and then you have new staff the second day again, they may not know what they have questions on until after you have all the regular staff in and then you have your open house, and then on Friday the next day it's just them again. And then they don't have to ask questions in front of the whole staff and, you know, maybe be intimidated, or they could be there with their mentor teachers and they could be going through Power School, you know, how to do the grades. Okay, I got questions about the ViewSonic TV in my room. How do I use that again? All of those things, especially when we bring in teachers from the Philippines, they don't have all the technology and things that we do. So in order to make sure they have time. So we've done it before where we went back-to-back, you know, with the new staff. And it seemed like after the open house, there were, you know, a couple of them maybe had questions that maybe it would have been better if we staggered it. So
and
that's why I looked at staggering it.
Last year, didn't we have in service? It was like 4 days, right?
We did two new staff, and then we did old staff, and then we did the open house on the Monday.
Right.
I think it was Monday.
Okay.
I don't.
How come we're starting on a Tuesday? Why not start on the Monday the 24th to Thursday, and that way they can have that Friday the 28th off.
Monday the
okay. We're starting on the 31st, first student day.
No.
Right.
I'm talking about the.
Why not start on that Monday?
Yeah.
I just thought that they kind of have that extra day of summer before they come back. With the new staff, they would be there Wednesday and Thursday. The mentors would be there Tuesday and probably check in at least for part of the day on Friday with their teachers.
So they're starting on Monday.
No, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But it says the 31st is the first day of school for students.
Monday, yes.
We're talking about the staff week.
I see. Because usually it is longer, I thought. Or it's usually 4 days.
I think we should probably start on Monday because, you know, we're talking about the we're going into the 4-day week, right? And the teachers are going to be off essentially Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's their weekend. I think we should move everything back one day. So start on the 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Okay, so then what we would do is we would bump the 25th to the 24th, 26th, and then we would make Thursday the second new staff day.
Correct.
And then we would do a Wednesday night open house, Tuesday night. Open house. No, Wednesday, I'm sorry. I forgot what color.
So pretty much what I did here is I moved,
just moved it up Monday.
Moved it up one
okay.
day.
So what days are open house now?
Well, it was set for Thursday. It'll be set for Wednesday if we move everything up one day.
Okay. On 24th. Oh, so the 24th isn't on here. So when is the open house?
What you would do is just take the 25th and make it the 24th by what Mr. Almost just said. Then 26th to the 25th, 27th to 26th, and 28th to the 27th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And we would still have Friday. They would, if they wanted to come in and be in the school and get their rooms ready, they still could come in on Friday.
And that's
but it's
be
not mandated, right?
No. Okay. No.
So that's just going to be, though, a teacher in service, and that's not our instructional
days. It's just those 4 days of teachers.
Gotcha.
Two of them with just new staff, two of them with everybody. So.
Okay.
Okay. And I still have the 31st as the first day of school.
31st, first day of school. Do you have any other questions going through?
First day of school.
And then, let's see here.
I mean, there is the ability to take the PI conferences on the 18th. The thing is, what we've done in the PI conferences is we've had early out for the K through 5. So you next year and early out will be 1:30. Okay?
Okay, now what? Say that one more time.
Okay. Next year and early out will be at 1:30 to be able to count it for a day.
That's what it is now.
No, it's 1 o'clock right now.
The 1 o'clock,
right?
It's only say half an hour.
I know. Yep. So it's only an half an hour. But anyway, just so if it's less than that, all you can count is the hours, and then it's like a half a day. Okay.
So on this calendar though, we don't have our kids out a lot of Thursdays. Like on our other calendar,
right.
We had a lot of Fridays where kids were not in school, but, you know, 3 days a week.
Yeah, you have, you know, your Thanksgiving and your other holidays, but you don't have a lot of Thursday holidays. There aren't.
Right. Okay.
I mean, sometimes Veterans Day or whatever, but.
Same thing on that August. Can we move it to the 16th and the 17th for those PI conferences?
Well, that's what I said. We could. Here's the thing would be is then you'd go 2 days, the 16th and 17th, mm-hmm. early outs. Mm-hmm. And then you would have your PI conferences 2 nights in a row mm-hmm. for teachers.
I think so.
So are we leaving August alone?
No.
No, we're talking about the August PI conferences right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right now it's 17th and 18th, moving it to the 16th and the 17th.
But that was showing our kids for school?
You're cutting 2 hours. But I believe with the PI conferences, I think what you gain in getting to talk to the parents and finding out information about the kids is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as you get credit for your full day, and you could go when you're only coming in, it's a 10-minute conference. So it's not a 15, 20-minute conference. It's 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if you get the 10-minute conference, you could do it in 2 4-hour segments, 3.5 to 4 hours. So if you wanted to do that, then we would just make both of those evenings till 7 o'clock. Well, we wouldn't have... No, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong one. We did...
I think if we do that Friday, 08 to noon, I don't see a lot of parents coming in the morning because the majority of parents come in the evenings when... Cause, you know,
8 to noon on 18th.
Yeah. So I think we should do the 16th and 17th in the evening.
Yeah. When you schedule them, wherever you schedule them, you get better than leaving it open. The PI conferences and that time in August, there has to be changed to 1:30 because when we wrote that, we were still...
So what's the consensus? What are we doing?
It's up to you guys. I'm just writing down what you say. So
I think we should do the 16th and 17th in the evening, both of them, and then have the 18th off.
So we want to do the 16th and the 17th, and not the 17th and the 18th?
Correct.
That's what he's saying.
And your justification is?
Well, gives the teachers and staff the 18th off, and then also, in my opinion, parents are more likely to come in the evenings than the morning. Because the PI conference is on the 18th. Right now it's scheduled for 08 and noon, but I just don't see a lot of parents coming in at those times.
What about you, Bisa? What are you thinking?
Too many things. So I think it's like if we change that one in August, then we have to change September and February also.
You know, I kind of think we should leave it as it is, and then the next person that's coming in, maybe they might have an opinion about making some changes themselves. That's going to be working with the schedule.
I just want to go through what we went with the shortening of hours, to be honest.
Well, this is kind of a new territory anyway, yeah, with the four-day week, and so we haven't even gotten into that yet, and so I just don't know how things are going to morph for us trying to adapt to a four-day week. And the calendar and the changes, a new administrator, I don't know how that's going to unfold. I'm just saying somebody else might have another opinion about it.
And this. I do understand what you say. It's like I know that a lot of parents will come better in the afternoon,
right,
than in the morning,
mm-hmm,
because
they work.
The work-wise. But then,
usually they have,
but then you have, so parent-teacher conference will be like from 12 to 5. And then from 12:30 to 4:30.
Well, it would have to be from 1:30 to at least 5:30.
Now, what day are you talking about now? The 17th.
The 17th, and then if you move the 18th, the 4 hours. If you move that to the 16th, your kids would go to school until 1:30. So by the time the teacher gets the kids out, dismissed on the bus, in their cars, back to their room. You know, that's why we always tried to put in a little time for them to eat or something,
mm-hmm,
as well. So then if you said 1:30 to 5:30, now you're really saying 1:30 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, too, if I was a teacher and I'm already here during the day, then I would want to just stay until the evening. For the parent-teacher conferences, I wouldn't want to come in on Friday just for 4 hours.
That's
in
true.
Some cases, if you've ever sat through two nights in a row of conferences, some nights can be very long.
Yeah.
So it just depends. But I mean, if you want to go the 16th and 17th, and you want to go 1:30 to,
I say we just move on August 16th and 17th, September 12th, 13th, 14th. In February
13th, 14th, 15th. Okay, 16th and 17th. What other dates you said?
September. And then February also.
Mm-hmm. September.
That way they will remove those three Fridays.
Yeah. They remove all four Fridays.
Oh, so you're talking about the same on August and September?
Mm-hmm.
August, September, and February.
So these will be removed one over, all of us. And
all these over.
Uh-huh. And then in February.
So this is going this way. Okay.
Yes.
Green.
There you go.
All right.
And then this one removed here.
Same thing. Okay.
How much effect would that have, Mr. Macklin?
On moving them like that?
Yeah.
I just think you're going to have staff. It sounds great right now, but I think you're going to have staff once they reach the reality of three nights in a row.
It's a lot.
It's a very long week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that people would get grumpy, but...
Okay.
Well,
you could set it that way, and you can try the first one, and let the new superintendent come back and say, hey, that worked great, or, wow, it's like walking on eggshells all week, all day Thursday, and hoping nobody's going to say something bad to parents.
Right.
It is a long week. I mean, and when I'm, I mean, And what makes conferences longer is if you don't have a good turnout.
Then you're just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, yeah, and it depends on how you do it. Last year, we did registered scheduled conferences, I think at every grade level, because middle school I know is scheduled. We had really good turnout.
What did we meet in the middle? Like the ones that have that are 3 days parent-teacher conferences, so it's September and February. I'll leave it as this, but the other two.
Well, I'm just saying,
what do you think,
that's
think
the only thing that would worry me is,
like,
you
like
go
February, I would definitely agree to move it, since Monday is the 19th. What is it, President's Day on the 19th?
Yeah, and in all honesty, in February, February will be the lightest conference time we have. And we could probably get by going Wednesday and Thursday and then extending it like a half an hour each night.
Mr. Macklin, on October the 10th, 11th, and 12th, you have it like that magenta color?
That's the fall break.
That's
the lineup. We said we were going to look at just lining it up with Bisbee. I would say maybe a third of the staff, maybe a little bit more.
Oh, so that's not on
favor
his paper,
of that.
Though.
It's not the final question.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. It's the week of Columbus Day. The rationale for that, when I talked to Mr. Woody, is that they only have to give him 3 days off instead of four. They don't lose 4 days of instruction.
No, fall break.
Fall break. And I thought you said you would never align with Bisbee's schedule, and you said
I don't
that
want
like
to,
never
but you know, I'm so sick
You're
of
bending?
Fighting Don every time I say something. You
I
know,
was shocked. I was like,
I am. It's, I don't think it's best for our kids. I think that every day you get to have class before you take the tests is better for the kids.
I thought this was your idea.
No.
Oh. Okay. Alrighty.
But I am trying to be flexible.
Okay, so on August, we have two parent-teacher conference days.
They are parents involved in education for the elementary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're going to move
and
one to the 16th.
No,
and
but
leave the
so
other.
Why do we have three in September?
Because, September is everybody in school has conferences. And so in the middle school, they have 80 to 90 or 100 students.
Mm-hmm.
In the elementary classroom, they will have 20 kids every time they have conferences.
So,
or whatever the number of their classes. 20 is just the number I use.
Yeah.
So September 13, 14, 15, we're having parent-teacher conferences, 2 to 7, 2 to 7, and then 8 to noon, there's no school. So on the 13th and the 14th, though, we can call that a full day.
It would be at 1:30,
because they're going to
yes.
be early release, and then there'll be parent-teacher conferences. That's why we'd still get call it an instructional day.
It's an instructional day. They would be done at 1:30. And if you notice, we said 2 o'clock start of conferences, which gives the staff time to walk their kids out, still get something to eat if they want to, and be ready if they. Some staff schedule their conferences to start a little earlier.
But why do we have on the 15th parent-teacher conferences from 8 to noon when the kids won't, there's no school at all?
Right. Well,
they can't make it the first 2 days?
Well, there are parents who are more prone to come in the morning, and there were people who liked that option to be able to come before noon. Mm-hmm. The other 2 days, you're doing your conferences at the exact same time. And if you do your conferences at the exact same time, you're going to hit people both those days, unless you do one week and one the next. You're hitting the same people that are available for conferences. But if you have a person who works nights, you know, they're not going to be able to make it at 5 or 6 o'clock. They could make it at 8 o'clock. And if it's the same week, that's why you would do that. That's why people do that when they schedule conferences. They try to make an available time for everybody in every situation, even when you can't think of it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why you do it.
But like with the 3 days, the teachers, they'll be come to school on that day. And
they walk in, do conferences, and leave. I could see, in all honesty, every year that I've been here and every year that I can remember when I was a teacher, spring conferences were the worst attended. And here, spring is February. Okay? And February, this year was horrible. Our junior high met individually. They had a decent turnout on the second night. Elementary, Friday was bad, even with the conferences that were scheduled. We had very few people come in on Friday either way. I had four people vote on Friday in the four-day week. Four out of all of the votes you saw. That was it. And most of the teachers were sending the people to the library to vote. So I could easily agree that you could get rid of the 16th. Then you're putting yourself in the same window of you're only making it available in one time slot. Then, you know, elementary-wise, that's, some of our teachers set it up and they will meet outside of those days. Sometimes they meet, you know, because a parent's not available, but I could come next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come next Tuesday. But it's much more difficult when your kid has five teachers to set an alternative timeline. So that's why it's set the way it is, but that doesn't mean it can't change. PI conferences, most of the time what you try to do is you hope that they'll come when their kids are getting out and some of them can pick their kids up and bring them in and have a conference with the kids there. You're just looking to learn about that student.
Well, like on November, like we have Thanksgiving 2021-22.
Right.
But then
that's
the,
that fall break.
That's fall break.
That's the Thanksgiving break that we had put in. This schedule, other than the 31st of July, matches Bisbee's.
Right. Oh. So the 23rd, that's still a Thanksgiving holiday.
That's Thanksgiving, yeah. Yes. Okay. And the 24th, they wouldn't obviously come back for that day.
So why don't, I mean, and okay, so let's, like Mr. Olmo say, in August, if we can move to the 16th and 17th, and then that way they'll have the 18th off. In September, since you said it was like more of a heavy parent conference, let's leave it the way it is, try it out, and see if anybody shows up or schedules for the 15th in the morning. And then depending on how that one ends, maybe we'll
come back and have that.
We'll come on in February.
Right.
You'll get a better attendance in September than you will get in.
I mean, I was thinking February removing the 16th. That way they'll have the 4-day weekend.
Right.
But depending on how it goes with the 15th over here on September.
Have you talked with any of the teachers about it?
We met in there, and only one teacher voiced an opinion. And Ms. Campbell spoke tonight. And the other thing is, I think that if you're going to have that conversation with teachers, which is fine, if you tell me, go back and meet with the teachers on this. I aligned it to Bisbee's calendar because that's what I heard from
for
the last 4 years.
For.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. So
maybe
it's aligned to
Bisbee's.
You can table it. I can go back and we have a conversation. I do think that before you move and go three nights in a row, I do think that's something you should talk to staff because I think they need to think about that.
That's a lot.
To be here till 7:30.
And he says they're going to be here from 7:30 to 7:30 at night, from according to the schedule.
Right.
That's a long day. And for 3 days straight, I think
that's
a,
why
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe wrong on this, but I think it could be done in two nights.
You should be done in two nights. They can't make it in two nights. Why are they going to come the third night, you know?
What we did was we had...
you can't just like this.
Make it longer days.
We could do that.
Give it September 15th.
Yeah.
Get rid of...
When I was a teacher, we went to 8 o'clock. The problem is that the staff needs to understand whatever your cutoff is. You're at school in case a parent shows up.
Right.
Because we've had issues with that where we've gone to look for somebody and they haven't been here. So the longer you extend it, then you know, that's not a very comfortable thing to be looking for a teacher for a parent, then not teacher's gone, and now you're trying to explain to that parent that, I'm sorry, but they're not here.
Well, it'd be kind of nice, you know, in the old days, if that person could make it, then another parent would take them, or a grandmother, or somebody would take them to get that done, you know. And so, but I've never really seen it where you have, like, that many days.
I mean, we could, I can take those three.
I think we should remove the 15th and of September, remove the 16th of February, and then move the August 1 to the 16th and the 17th. I think we can do that. Now, if we see, okay, the September 1 didn't work out, two nights wasn't enough, then maybe we can start looking into adjusting the calendar for the February 1. What do you guys think?
So I think we should table this. No?
Because we're getting so short for the school year.
Yeah.
That's the theme.
I think we should make a decision.
Well, we were talking about him talking to the staff about it and getting their input. They're going to be doing it, the schedule, and living it.
If we were going to table it, what I would ask is that you approve tentatively that we would make the start date the 24th and the end date the 23rd of May, so that when we put the contracts together, we can put the dates on.
Okay. The start date
was July 24th because we moved that date, and then the end date would be May 23rd. Right. And if you can at least tentatively agree to that,
May
you can
23rd.
Table it. If we can't agree to that, then we... Because otherwise, the contracts, you can't have a start and end date on them.
I think that
and I think
I
you could
okay
ask the staff,
that.
They'd really like to have that.
You guys saw the reaction of the teachers that are here right now.
I know, but we probably half of the teachers that we have. We don't have the other half. I mean, and I do agree that, yes, we would like an input on the teachers.
If we can
from
do
the
something,
teachers.
We could also modify it, too. You know, at a later date. Because it seems like there's a lot of kinks in here. I mean, there's a little conflicting, like, what's the best thing to do whenever we won't be doing it.
I don't...
And I know they did a lot of work on this,
I don't see why we would need three nights.
I do think it's a little bit. But I did like the idea. Because honestly, I would come on Friday morning. I did like that idea, but it's up to you guys.
Well, because you work, right?
Because I work, and it's easier for me to go late than come out late, since I have my other job, too. So.
Right.
But.
Well, it is a long day for the staff, for sure. So what are you guys willing to agree to?
I guess we can I'll go with Mr. Olmos to remove the 15th and the 16th. And then push the 17th and 18th to 16th and 17th in August.
Like 16th and 17th
mm-hmm.
of August. And then scratching the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then on September, we're doing the same thing pretty
removing
much.
Removing the 15th, yeah.
We're eliminating the 15th.
And then in February.
Keeping the 13th and the...
Yes, okay. Keeping those...
And you want to leave the times the same, so you just want to have 5 hours each day? Or do you want to extend it? Because
no.
What are the times?
Well, right now we have from 2 to 7.
Mm-hmm. I think 2 to 7 because for the teachers to be here longer days. I mean, it's a long day already, those days. And
but what about like even 2 to 6? Because if people get off work, they should be close enough that they could get down here by a little after 5.
Whatever time you put as the end date, I can guarantee you we're going to have 2 or 3 parents show up. Like
not
3
to 7.
Well, they need to show up when we have it.
That's
the whole point.
I'm just saying.
And you have to make an effort to get somebody else there if you can't make it.
The key to success is to have some communication with the parents.
Right.
And we do have phone calls right now that they make to parents and the guardians. That is, if they will get going and make those positive phone calls early in the year and build that relationship,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't recommend taking any time off of the 2 days that you already have.
Yeah, no, I think we should do that 2 to 7.
I mean, 10 hours of conferences is when you get, say your middle school next year should be 90 plus. You know, if you say you're only going to get 60% of them, which is basically 60, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to do 60 conferences in 10 hours. They're not all going to show up perfectly spaced. So,
see, when we had them and my girls were here, and we had all the teachers in the gym and the teachers at their little stations, and then you went to that place, and I mean, everybody just came. We just got it over with.
We tried that with the middle school this year. It didn't work very good.
Well, and you know, if you don't want to show up, you don't care, honestly.
Yeah.
And you can't take time for it, you know.
With the middle school, I mean, well, you won't be here, but I do the same thing that we did, put them at the gym.
I think we should do a one-shot thing and get it over with.
And then
each parent
grab their child's schedule and then go individually to the teachers.
I think that's way too long.
But what we did this year was we kind of had the teachers spread out in the gym, and then the parents were able to go. And I don't think the people that were there was never a real backup. I mean, for the people that showed up, they were able to get to each teacher. And
yeah, that's how. So. And we just did it all in one day and got. There's no blood drawn. Yeah.
So we're doing that, moving August to the 16th and 17th, removing the 15th from September, and removing the 16th from February.
Mm-hmm. I will go with that.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Wait, what?
Can I get a second?
I second the motion.
Aye.
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 Okay.
All
right. So give me 1 second. I'm gonna the August. This will be 16 and 17.
So are we down?
So
the 18th is
not. No, the 18th is not.
Are you going to give us another sheet?
Okay. And so and remember then, then we're going to start on the 24th and not the 25th.
That's right, yes.
But those are all the changes that you gave me. I already wrote all that down.
24th is the start date.
The 24th would be new teacher start date. 26th would be all staff. 27th would be all staff with the open house. And the 26th, right? And 27th then would be new staff again. And then we would move the 18th, those hours, to the 16th.
On the August?
In August, so the kids would go to school until 1:30, K through 5.
Mm-hmm. 18 to the 16th.
Right, and then they would have their PI conferences starting at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
2 o'clock.
Well,
okay. 2 to 7.
2 to 7 on the 16th.
Well, you know, on the PI conference one now, keep in mind these are going to be all the elementary classrooms, which are generally smaller numbers,
okay,
and they're 10 minutes long. So I think you only need probably 4 hours. So if you go 2 to 6, and one of the days could probably be 2 to 5:30. Here's the problem: if you don't have it at the same time, it causes a disruption. We get a lot of phone calls. So I would recommend you set it at the same time. You could say 2 to 5:45, but parents will remember 6 more than they're going to remember 5:45.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to ask you, just to make sure we have the correct number of days.
We have 147 days.
Don't even start.
You need 144 days. Okay.
Right, cool.
So we have 3 extra full days. Remember that you have to go till 1:30. We have I don't know how many extra hours of instruction. And we have the ability to have between 6 and 8 professional development days where they could let out at 1:30 and then have.
Maybe we should have a little talk about instructional days since he's curious about that.
It's okay.
All right.
Okay, on May 17th, why is it highlighted gray? It doesn't have it down here, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the gray that should have been on July 28th if you didn't get there. I don't know.
Okay. July 28th. July
28th. Is that like a last day for 8th grade?
But we don't go to school on Friday, the 17th.
No, we've always had the 8th grade go. So.
And graduation.
Yeah.
Graduation. Mm-hmm. But we should have graduation.
Usually the graduation's the last week, about a day or two before we...
Like the 22nd, 23rd.
Like
the 21st. 22nd, 23rd. Okay.
Okay.
So is that we just maybe left out?
I have no idea why the 17th is gray. I'm sorry.
No. Just making sure I understand. Okay. And then that one's done. That one, January.
So, we already voted on that. Moving on to action item D. Presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve the school day hours for the new 4-day week.
Just 1 second. I'm going to write this down. Motion with changes was almost. Second was...
Me.
Lisa.
Me.
Three guys.
Okay. All right. So, on the second page of the stapled one that looks like this, okay, and on the back of the other one that looks like that, are two options. When I went through everything with Mr. Almos, one of the things he mentioned was that maybe we should have it and have a choice between being done at 4:15 and 4:30, making it an even number of hours in the day. So,
I don't really want to be here right now. I'm not going to work with a hostile board. That's bull crap, you know? Him saying, let's talk about the instructional days. What a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Well, you shouldn't have brought that up because you don't know anything about it.
Let's just not go somewhere where you're going to have problems with the recording list.
He's the one that was mocking me. Saying instructional days, this type of instructional days. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
The daily schedule is what I had provided before was 4:15. That is 8 3/4 hours. And in order to make it easier or cleaner or whatever, you could go to 9. I know that was something that Donna asked me because it's easier to put in for time off and all of that. But that's up to you guys, what you set for the daily schedule. The cafeteria hours start before the teachers have to be here. We open the cafeteria at 7:15, okay? Some of our kids get here a little early, and we've been starting with a couple of paras at about 7:05.
So if you open at 7:15, you have students at that time?
We have students here before
they drop
that.
Them off?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We used to, when we didn't open the cafeteria, have kids dropped off in the middle of winter by 7.
So what time does what time does Sally get here?
Oh, Sally's here 5, 7, 4, 10, 7. Wow. So
what time do you leave?
3:30, 4.
Sorry. Long day.
So, really, it just comes down to the ending time. Teacher report was 7:30. It was mentioned to me, well, they could go to 7:15. I think you're creating something for the new superintendent to walk around and see who's here. And unless you want to, I know some schools that have incorporated into their time clock for teachers to punch in. I wouldn't want to do that. I think that's micromanaging. I think we have to try to be professional and whatever. So I wouldn't want to move it up earlier than 7:30.
Yeah.
Personally. And
that's the daily time.
That they're right. That's right, what it has been. It's always been 7:30 since I came. The only difference is what time do you want the teacher's work day to end? And so I understand why 9 hours is easier with time off and all that kind of stuff. I get it. I had it, you know, 15 minutes, basically 17 minutes after the bus left, but by giving teachers till 4:30, that would give them a half an hour as well. It allows you some time to have a short meeting if you want to have it. 15 minutes is pretty tight. So I could see it both ways. I don't think 4:30 is too much. 4:30 basically is then making your usual work week 36
hours.
That's
a 9-hour day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 36 hours if you work 4 days.
Mr. Michael, one question.
Yep.
Okay, so the kindergarten gets dismissed at 3:30. And then you have the 3:35 first and second grade.
Right.
And then the third graders at 3:40.
Some of this is
so
when they're...
Do they all wait for the one bus at the end?
Okay, so for one bus, yes. Okay, so,
who stays?
Here's what... I've been putting things into a box for whoever you hire. But one of the things with this that I would recommend... You have the ability to try to do a two-bus run, but you really don't have the time unless you run two separate buses.
Yes.
Okay, so... But your hours are way over with kindergarten at 3:30 and first and second grade at 3:35 and even third grade at 3:40. Here's what I would recommend and what I wrote down and put in the box for the new person is that what I was looking at was at 3:30, those that are going to ride the bus would stay in the kindergarten room or get dropped off and have some activity, like a coloring activity or something. We did it in the cafeteria, or we did it somewhere where the teacher would walk the whole class. Those that are going to ride the bus, you stay right here. The rest of us are going to go. And then first grade comes out. Those that are going to ride the bus, you stay right here. And for 15 to 20 minutes, they have an activity where they can color or do something, work on their alphabet, work on math, mm-hmm. whatever it is, some kind of little activity, even if it was from the teacher.
That way they don't sit on the bus.
So they're not, well, we don't want them sitting on the
yeah.
bus. And three years ago, we had the kids play in the playground. And that they got lathered up, and then they got on the bus, and then there were some issues on the bus. So to try to stay away from that, try to have something that would keep them busy, that's what I would recommend, and that's what I put in the file that I would give him or her. But that is how you could stagger it and still be okay. And at about 3:50 or 3:45, if whoever's in charge of that, whatever couple of parents you have,
mm-hmm.
then you have them walk them out to the bus. Because that would be just before
instead of them getting more energy over there and the playground and stuff like that.
Well, instead of getting all sweaty and wound up.
Yeah.
And then we got kids that they get excited, they're playing, and then they run off and they leave their coat, and then we got 14 boxes mm-hmm. of coats and, you know, all that kind of stuff too.
Okay.
So just a few different reasons, but that was what I was looking at with that and why I had it set that way. To make sure the times worked and we had an overabundance of time even for the junior high, which is the highest number of hours or minutes.
Okay.
And I know that sometimes it's been talked about, like having that half hour at the end if you want to have a meeting is kind of nice, not asking people to... If you have it till 4:15 and your new superintendent talks a lot, like me, it's hard to get a 15-minute meeting in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so... It's better for them. They're not. You don't have a bunch of people sitting there looking at their watch saying, "Come on, hurry up."
Okay.
So I think we should do the 4:30 one.
I like the 4:30 too.
You guys want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion to approve the new 4-week schedule from 7:15.
Well,
is it 7:15?
7:30. The teacher schedule is 7:30.
Teacher schedule from 7:30 to 4:30.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Moving on to presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve the classified staff contracts for the 2023-2024 school year.
And I should have put numbers and letters with that. I apologize, I didn't do that.
Well, let's...
1 through 10?
Yeah, 1 through whatever it is.
10.
Okay. Any numbers missing?
Any what? No.
No numbers missing?
No. Okay. Just those 10? No.
All right. You guess anything?
No.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the classified staff contracts.
Second.
All right.
Aye.
Moving on to F, presentation, discussion, possible vote to approve the renewing of salary staff TOSA position.
And one would be approving the contract, and one would be approving the offer. 1A would be approving the contract. 2B would be approving the offer.
Feel the issue with 2B is the Friday.
What?
No, but these members 2B, so it's not dealing with the future.
I just have 1A and 2B. I need one.
Yeah, with the 2B.
Okay. As BISB does, their business office works Fridays, not all Fridays, but they do work Fridays, and I don't honestly see, we've called for a four-day student week. You are not going to be able to do a four-day week in the office until we get all of the numbers squared and cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
and that is going to take a couple of months. So I don't in any way, shape, or form see the ability to just be on a four-day week in the office without working some Friday. It's like in the summer. We always schedule summer hours, and we are not open on Fridays for the public, but somebody's here, a couple of us usually. So that would be what I would expect, is that you're going to have a couple of Fridays when the new superintendent comes in, because I know, at least looking at it from my perspective, I really want to know exactly where we are, because when we have something come up that would be nice to have, can we go and get that, or shouldn't we go and get that? And I think you really have to have solid numbers with the M&O.
Well, the problem is that this person is, you, by your own words, said that they're very significant, you know, to helping you. And you're great. Right?
I did. And I want to just, I just want to clear, these two people were able to be employed because we had ESSER 3 funding. And though only one was employed with ESSER funding, the other we could hire because of ESSER funding. That ESSER funding is basically gone. And so I conferred with, as I believe I have given all of you the same information, conferred with your new business manager. I asked for a window that she felt it was comfortable to be able to spend the doll. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly where I landed.
Now, did you talk to our current business manager? Are you talking
no,
to
I
the,
talked to the new
the
business
one
manager
training,
after,
or the
she,
one?
After she went through everything with our assistant business manager last week, and I had her reevaluate where the numbers are and what the prognosis is for what we will get.
So that's what's changed from last year to this year, was the ESSER?
ESSER 3. ESSER 3 was huge.
I have nothing. I'm motion to approve the TOSA positions as discussed.
One is a contract that's
one
accepted,
offer.
One is an offer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, you want to approve up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly how it's written.
And Bruce, what do you think?
To be honest, I don't feel comfortable right now because of what we're missing in budget-wise.
So do we have time that we could table this one?
Well, you have to have a contract offered in certain time frames, so that's what I'm trying to get done.
And what's the time frame?
May 1st.
May 1st? I'd like to table it personally.
You have to have a contract offered by
Monday.
May 1st.
By the May 1st?
We don't have
Monday.
Time to have another offer right now. You can. That doesn't mean you can't. That's an offer right now there. If the board feels they have more money, you can do what you please.
He's already talked with the business manager, the one from the county, right?
Yes, the one you hired.
And these numbers, she said it was okay?
Debbie said as long as we're in that frame 110 to 105 or 110 to 115, it works. She's very, very comfortable that we'll have that money from the state. And she reminded me that, remember, you only get money once. I said, I know.
If some were part-time, we couldn't offer insurance.
The attorney told me that that's up to the board, and if we decide to do that and they're not at the 30 hours, that we will have to, at the next meeting, make an adjustment to have that acceptable.
Because isn't it 30 hours that you need
30
to have?
Hours. And she said, it's 30 hours, but you're also going to a reduced hour week. So there's a little room if somebody's very close to that 30 hours.
And so you're changing the title of the assignment?
Yeah. Well, it would. I think I put on there what each would have, right? Right underneath each name is what they would be doing. So some of those things are obviously reduced, yeah.
This is when we had a teacher and social assignment. So this is the job description, this is the title here, these two things?
Yeah, well, part of it, yeah. That's what I'm understanding. It's what's underneath each name, that's like they're pretty much what they were
on
being.
On one of them I numerically wrote it, on the other one it's in this long.
And this is way different from the other contract that she had?
Yes.
So could we
I think just because it's so short of time.
What?
Just because Monday is
I'm just wondering if we can just offer it to her and then negotiate if that's needs to be done. If she doesn't take, she might not take it, I don't know.
What I would recommend is I would offer it, and then if you want to have a meeting, you set up a meeting when we're going to be doing the other things, and you have a closed meeting and you talk with Debbie Pro on the phone. Because I think if you've hired somebody with the experience that she has, you really need to listen to her and talk to group.
Right. I just know that when somebody comes as qualified as them, it's almost a slap in the face, really, you know, whenever what they got accustomed to. And it's like jerking the rug out from under somebody. It's kind of, you know.
It is, and it's all, but the other thing is you also have to remember that how we had the funds, that's gone now.
So I know that in finance and school, it seems if somebody wants something, they can find the money.
Right now, that's the thing. We can't find it. That's
but if it's something we really wanted, could it be found? That's the question.
I know. We can't.
There are grants to go after. That's how we usually end up getting everything. With grants, there are more loopholes and things, but
I guess just our hands are tied, basically, with that. And so I think we don't have any other options. I think that's what we should do, I guess.
Well, I would suggest that if you're very, I would approve it and make that your offer. Then the offer has been made, and then you have the ability to make a decision. We're going to meet again on May 9th, and we're actually going to meet before that, but not in a voting session, only to review.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a closed session for that to review
mm-hmm.
applicants.
Right.
So you have the ability to meet again on the 9th if you so choose. Mm-hmm. You also have the ability to name a committee to negotiate, but I think before you do that, you really should talk with Debbie Pro.
My motion is still on the table.
Your motion is what?
Still on the table.
Because he made a motion to approve those two.
Approve this one?
The TOSA positions.
Mm-hmm. One is a contract and the other one is an offer.
So we do have a motion on the table
mm-hmm.
for this?
For both.
Right?
For
mm-hmm.
both, yes.
Okay. So
a motion.
I'm going to make a motion then.
No, there is a motion. There is a motion on the table. It needs a second.
I second.
Oh, there you go.
All right, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
All right. Two ayes, one nay.
Okay. We took G off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Moving on to action item H, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve new hires. Sherlyn Pavilario.
Pavilario.
Remelin Santander. Lenny Torman Serrada. And is it Vicky or Vichy?
Vicky.
Vicky Seaver.
Okay. I was hoping to have a fifth one for you, but she said no. So, three are elementary classroom teachers. One is an elementary classroom teacher and also a special ed teacher. She was here before, and she is, I would say, a different person than I met the first time.
Well, that's when I was Tim. I talked to
yeah,
earlier. That's
yeah,
an attorney.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus yeah. I guess.
The others are. This others. The others that we have interviewed. I did get a line on one person from the state that is moving down to southeast part of the state that is an elementary teacher. He is an EL teacher, but he is an elementary teacher, so possibly be able to use him, and you know, a gentleman to be a role model for some of our boys wouldn't be a horrible thing either. But I do have his number. I'm going to give him a call tomorrow and see if we could set up an interview. There are another 70 plus, maybe more, Filipino teachers that we can interview. I would hope that if we're going to hire any more from overseas, we would do that by the May 9th meeting, because when we, I don't remember last year's, Palma's still here. Oh, she left.
Palma,
do you remember when we did that interview last year? Wasn't it in like middle of May when we did that interview, or end of May, with the social studies one?
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Because that teacher was able to get here the second week of school. All right? So we were closer. So if we can get everything moving, and so we would be able to put these offer sheets together, but we could still hire by May 9th. It gives us a fighting chance to have them here. Yeah. It's very important to, with the cultural change and everything else. We're going to bring them. We really need to get them here as quickly as we can.
Are these the same names?
The four? Yeah.
I know these are all in the country, though.
Are these in the country?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
These are the four I've got right here. These four right here.
You have another sheet.
You have another sheet. Yep. After that one. She's right there.
And so none of these.
These are Filipinos, and she is in country. I do have one more in country that I'm going to call tomorrow that I just found out about today.
Because we don't know how long it'll take them to get here or any of that business.
Well, that's where, if we're able to, I talked to the contact for two of them, and they said if they had the paperwork by the 3rd or 4th of May, they would pretty much guarantee that they'd get here. If we don't get them the paperwork until the end of May, all bets are off. Okay. So, yeah, we can put the offer sheet out, which is all they need, if you approve it. I can get an offer sheet, I'll type it up and send it to them tomorrow. We can get the ball rolling on those three. We do have another interview that mysteriously was set up for May 7th for an elementary teacher in March. I don't know why, but sometimes language things happen and it didn't work out. So I have called this lady. She actually went to college in Bemidji, Minnesota, which is where I lived for 15 years, which is kind of surprising. But I got pretty good information. Ms. Trevino knew her and said she was a good teacher. So we're hoping that we'll get her. But, you know, I've been calling. I bet I've called 100 and some times, and I can't get an answer. The message box is broken. So I'm hoping she's still going to come, show up on May 7th at 1 o'clock. It'll still be before the next meeting, so it would work out fine. You know, maybe we'll get lucky with this gentleman that reached out to me today and left a message. So I'll try.
Okay, so by hiring these four teachers, how sure are we still?
We're over halfway. Does that make you feel any better?
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had two teachers that are going back home. Three. And two that are moving to Tucson. So right there it was boom, boom. And then our special ed teacher leading.
Yes.
So.
I shouldn't talk about
that. Okay.
Then I'll wait.
All right.
Let's see where we have choice, really.
You guys have anything?
I don't.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the four teachers.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye. There's no superintendent report here.
That was Romero. I gave you two things I wanted you to have. Maybe it was three. And no, that was just the two. I gave you the trust policy services agreement. I'll have that, so you have to sign it. But that's the new policy that we approved at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can read through it and see. It's just a, you know, I would say it's a cookie cutter contract is all it is. One size fits all. The second is the letter that we sent home to the parents and guardians about our cleanup day, kindergarten roundup, blah, all that stuff. We had a great kindergarten roundup, by the way, just so you know. I think we had about 18 kids, 17 or 18. I think it was 18. So that's the best we've had. I mean, I think the other best was in the teens, 13-ish, 14, maybe 15. So it was good that we were very busy the first night. On the back are the dates also. So dates of upcoming events, trips, things like that, in case you wanted to know. or wanted to volunteer for anything. That was really it. I just wanted to give you guys that stuff so you had it. So,
the dates for the graduation and stuff like that.
Before you adjourn, because you guys are the ones that are in the loop with ASBA, did they give you a date for review yet? Nothing? Because I can make that call, but the problem.
I don't think so, no.
I haven't received anything or a call.
Okay.
Or
I just, the person that they put in charge of the search, I don't know that they've ever done a search, but they're an old guy, ran ASA and all these other
it's
things.
It's not, I got a call from Viking Service.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Ordering a Viking?
I don't know what I ordered.
Nothing wrong with Vikings. They
I got Viking Services
anyway.
And...
What happened to...
I don't know. And
I did a special ed teacher that you were talking about that has some military experience.
That's the one I did a phone call and I sat and waited for it for 2 hours and never came on. I think she just decided, she looked at the map and saw where we were after we had talked, and she just decided, I'm right outside Albuquerque, no, not Albuquerque, the other big one, El Paso, I'm in around El Paso or whatever, and so not that much of NACO compared to El Paso, so I'll pass on that. So then she could have at least, you know, like shot me an email or called me because she had my phone. But I sat there in front of that screen for 2+ hours waiting. Because I thought, man, you know, there might be a time difference or she might have thought it was this time. Mm-hmm. So finally, after a while, I just left then. But my understanding was that the dates we had given them worked.
That's what I need to check.
So we had said that May 8th, I believe you guys probably have it on your calendars, one of you. I thought we said May 8th was when we wanted to review.
Mm.
No, May 12th? No.
We have May. I have as May 4th or May 5th to screen.
All right. So we should set the meeting for May 4th.
For screening?
For applicant screen. I just
when
wish
does, okay, so when did...
You said 4th or 5th for screening.
Right,
for
right.
Fifth. And then when did we say it was going to close?
It closed on May... It closes on May 1st, Monday at noon.
Well, so Monday, that's when it closes. Okay, so
right.
That's why we...
Now, we
how many do you have that applied? Do we even know? How many have applied?
They don't tell you anything.
Anything until they do the screening
right.
Filtration?
Yeah. No, they don't tell you until they send you all the information for the screening.
And they've narrowed it down.
They have gone through and put all the preferences down. But if they only get 5 or 6 applicants...
Where's that at?
On ASPA.
Oh.
That's your date.
What does it have for the screening, the 4th or the 5th?
You have the announcement at... April 11th, the deadline, May 1st. Applicant screening is the week of May 1st.
What is it, May 1st?
Yeah.
The week of May 1st. Okay. So I have the information that you had given us.
Week of May 1st. Okay.
And then your interviews are the week of May 8th.
I don't have my phone. Mm-hmm. If you go to the ASBA website.
The contract negotiations are to be announced. Announcement of new appointment to be announced.
You
and
said that's ASBO site or ASBA?
Yeah, ASBA.
Okay, all right.
It's the week. Well, it's because it's the same. They didn't give a specific date. That's what we wanted, or what I wanted. But yeah, it's the same week that you had given us. Okay, so for the screening, we have the 4th and the 5th.
Either day works for me.
Either day. Can we do the 4th?
Yeah.
That would be best because I've got to go and have a post put in and another
okay.
Thing
so what
of,
time
so.
Would we do the screening? From what time to what time?
Well,
for the screening on
yes.
The 4th or the 5th?
My guess
on the 4th.
On the 4th.
Can you do the 4th?
Yeah, as far as I know, unless I'm dead.
Okay, what's your work? Mark, are you? I mean, would you guys be able to do a screening? It's a closed session. You open up, you close it to do the screening. And then you
basically
open up after the screening. So, I mean, it's not like you don't have to have, you know, So that's not a problem. You can open it. You can go into one of the classrooms or whatever, do your screening, choose your candidates, have your meeting online with the gentleman, because you will have a meeting with him, okay, the guy who's supposed to call you. I'm going to follow up on that tomorrow, mm-hmm. and I'm going to call that Tracy again and find out if...
Tracy Benson.
Is he going to be at the meeting?
He will, online? The first meeting he'll be on, but in the interviews he will be here live.
Okay.
Right, so this one on the 4th, it will be online.
Online.
Okay.
That was how we got it reduced.
Mm-hmm. I know we have said at 2 o'clock, but is there any way we can do like 3 o'clock maybe? This start the screening at 3?
So what day is
that? Oh.
Thursday, May 4th?
May 4th. Oh, okay.
I thought we were talking about afternoon for a community meeting when we did interviews.
May 4th is the screening.
No, May 4th is screening.
We said 2 o'clock then, too?
We said, well, I have a 2 o'clock, but I don't know. Okay. I just put 2 o'clock.
Did you say 4 o'clock?
3 or 4.
3 or 4?
Whatever.
Oh, you're open and you're okay?
3 or 4 o'clock.
I'll call them and I'll ask. I'll start at 3 and work our way up.
Okay, so you'll call and give us a time
Let's
for that.
Let's set it for the 4th. Okay. Let's set it for the 4th. Yeah, and if we have to, we'll post that we had to do it on the 5th if it changed.
Okay. The
4th?
4 o'clock on the 4th. That's tentative.
Let's write down, did we say 3 o'clock start? Let's say 3 o'clock tentatively.
Yeah,
3, okay. And then if it goes to 4, you guys are all okay going back an hour?
Yes.
Okay? And that's the review.
Okay, May 4th.
3 o'clock on May 4th.
Right, and then we can just... talk to him when you have him in that meeting about which day, because I was under the impression that Friday worked for him, that was going to work for them, because we had talked about doing it
Friday
on Friday.
The 12th? For the interview, you mean?
For the interview.
Yeah, because we had said the 12th or the 15th. Mm-hmm. We had I have those 2 days marked.
I thought she said the 12th was going to work, but
no.
I think the
so what was
the
May 8th?
Is better for me.
Yeah.
But we just said May 8th a minute ago for the interviews.
Oh no, the week of May 8th.
Oh
right,
the week of
okay. Week of May 8th.
Oh my
gosh. So it should.
Seriously, I have too much. It's because I have a Alonzo's graduation, and then I have I have appointments with Enrique, and I'm. Yeah, May is driving
all
me
right.
crazy.
So when we post, it will be superintendent search, applicant review on the 4th, tentatively at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will call them tomorrow before I even write it in here.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 4 o'clock, I'll post it as 4 o'clock, and we'll have to make that notice in a little sign or whatever. Okay, and on website. And
so
then the next regular meeting, boy, oh boy, the reason I put down May 9th is because we have to do the budget revision by the 15th. And so the 9th would be the best day to do it, to give us enough time to do that. But that throws you guys in a meeting the 4th, the 9th.
Okay, so the revision has to be done by the 15th.
It's got to be sent. They've got to be sent and accepted by the 15th.
Oh, it has to be there.
Yes, be there. Not like we can't do it on the 14th.
It has to be received by the
15th.
Right. Okay.
So the board meeting on the 9th at 5:15, and then
can we do that on the 4th?
Is a board meeting.
Here's what we could do.
The budget. I mean,
right.
But we wouldn't have the numbers yet.
Huh?
That's too close for the
okay,
numbers.
So right now we have
well,
May
but
4th.
Here's what we could do, if you guys want. Okay, go ahead and say what you were going to say.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so if you guys want to try to do it on the 4th, what we could do is just have a special just to do the budget revision on the 4th. Mm-hmm. And then you do your, and then we could push the May meeting back if you want.
Okay.
The only reason you have to do the May meeting on the 15th or the 9th is to get that revision done. And ultimately, what that really would let you do is that would let you have time to look at your applicants, do your interviews, is there someone you want to offer the job to, and negotiate, and then you could come back at a meeting. If you set the meeting later in May, you could come back and approve it instead of having to have a special meeting for that. And that would give you time to get all of the financial stuff back and anything for the summer.
Okay, so right now we have May 4th.
May 4th at 3 o'clock, tentatively.
Okay, all right.
And then we have May 12th as the interview date, tentatively, because they said it would work.
Okay.
All right? And then...
Does May 9th?
What we could do...
The board meet? No?
Then we had the board meeting, you're talking about the 9th.
We can do that on the 4th.
But we're going to... Okay. Is you want to move that to a special meeting on the 4th?
Yeah, we could do both the screening and the budget.
Right. So what we could... the budget... That... is going to take 15 minutes.
So we can start with the budget and then...
We could have them... If they allow us 15 minutes prior to opening the meeting to review, you could have the meeting, do your special meeting to do the budget review.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much two items on the agenda.
Right, and then 15 minutes before that meeting, Donna would have to have an open house to answer any questions and talk about what's in the revision for the public as well as you.
Okay, so is that the 9th?
That would have to be the 4th.
So we're back to the 4th. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so May 4th is our tentative meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
then we can advisor. Do the,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
At 3.
Okay.
And then we can do the budget meeting May 4th also.
May 4th, budget hearing.
At 2:45.
At 2:45.
And we will have an open public at 2:30.
Hearing 2:45, and an open forum at what?
Open forum would be have to be at 2:30. Now the problem we're going to have is, of course, that's a school day. So we would have it where we could be right out here, and I mean at 2:45, you know, it's like Hiroshima.
Okay, May 4th, 3 o'clock is tentative. Then we meet with the advisor, and the budget hearing is at 2:30.
Why don't we just put the meeting like a regular 5:15? I'm pretty sure we're still going to be here at that time.
I mean, if you give yourself 2 hours in the applicant screening.
And then just do that one at 5:15, because I'm pretty sure we're still going to be. It's because I was saying 3 o'clock because of my work.
Right. Well, what we could say
if
is.
At 2:30, to leave at 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
What we could do is we could say Donna would have her open forum at 4:45, and a board meeting, special board meeting to follow for budget revision.
And that's in
and
that
then
way.
If you're still working at it till 5:30,
then
we'll do the meeting at 5:30. You're okay to say that it will follow the budget information.
Yeah, I think that works.
I
don't see us talking about it for more than 15
really?
Minutes.
Oh, the budget?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no.
It'll be nailed down by then.
Yeah, what I'll put on there is the 4th, tentatively, and I'll check with ASBA,
mm-hmm.
but tentatively 3 o'clock, applications, okay, going through superintendent search applications. At 4:45, Donna will have her public meeting here,
mm-hmm.
And at 5 o'clock, or when we finish, we will have our special meeting starting immediately.
At
as 5 quickly.
O'clock or 5:15, right?
At 5 o'clock, as soon as we can. I mean, if you guys are reviewing budgets and or the applicants until 5:15, well, then we'll come out at 5:15. I mean, you know, whatever.
Okay.
If you're in that room till 8 o'clock, well.
No.
So. Because once the big thing is that the public has time to ask questions. And so then you're allowing them at least 15 minutes, and then when you guys came out, you could call a special meeting to order.
5 o'clock for the special meeting, 3 o'clock for the applications, and what else?
So we still have the 12th.
We still have the 12th. As far as we know, that's when we're going to do doing the interviews.
Okay. We don't have times yet, right, for the 12th?
No.
Okay.
Because I would plan on it being a whole day. I would plan on you starting your superintendent interviews by 10 o'clock at the very latest.
Okay.
And that depends on how many you
pick. On 5:12.
On the 12th. If you pick 4 candidates, right, and I mean, I know what ASBA's general mojo is, mm-hmm. right? So you're gonna have all four of them for an hour to an hour and a half. Okay, for your questions.
Really?
Then you're gonna have a tour set up for each of them. And then you're going to have the community forum after they're all done.
Yeah.
So if you have an hour set up for each candidate, mm-hmm. and you don't start till 10, you're not done till 11, 12, 1, 2.
And here's the thing, too, is a lot of times, like if they're, last time, the one time they were 12, they narrowed it down to 6.
Right.
But then some of those people didn't show up. You know?
Right.
And so you don't really know. They might say they're going to show up, and they might not.
Right.
And there, you know, there might be a bunch, and there might be hardly any.
Well, and here's what I would say. And until you see what you get for applications, right? Mm-hmm. They are going to come to you, and they are going to be basically they should be in order as how they meet your preferences. There's no guarantee how many you're going to get. You don't know how many are going to meet preferences or not, et cetera, et cetera. So when you look at it, the very least that you would ever bring in would be at 3.
Okay.
And then if you go higher than that, then you also have to keep in mind that you're then going to take and have a public forum. So what's the number you're most comfortable with? And I think you can't decide that until you see who your candidates are. Because if you have two that are really close and you have two others that are meeting more preferences, how are you going to decide maybe you want to bring in 4? So I don't think going with a preset, sorry, go ahead.
It's because I have a London's graduation on the 12th college.
What time?
At 7. So we would have to leave here at 6.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you're going to be gone by then.
Where's your graduation?
Yeah, because last time was Mr. Macklin. We were here in the morning, and we were here all day.
And then I have an 8 o'clock appointment that day.
What?
So I asked, in the morning. I have an 8 o'clock appointment at 8. And then the interviews. And then Alonda has pictures. She wants me to go do those pictures at 12. And it's like, so.
You tell her you love her, but not that much.
I know. I mean, she knows that already.
We'll go to a better place for supper.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then she has her graduation at 10.
You
I mean, at 7.
I really would set aside the whole day for the 12th. And then after you guys go through the applicants, you're going to know.
Okay.
If you're only bringing 3 people in, it's not not as long. You go to 4, it's longer. But you're not going to bring 5 or 6 in and then cut it to 3 and then do a finalist. You're deciding, you're bringing in one time, and you're going to do your interviews, and you're going to make a decision. That's what we set up with them, right? So you know right now, in all honesty, you're probably going to have a maximum of 4 people that you interview if you get.
And there's also a possibility that somebody that intends to show up might not, too. You just never know.
Somebody might, and if they back out at the last minute, what the guy should be doing for you from ASBA mm-hmm. is calling the person. If you said, if any of these people drop out, this person we should call.
Pull in next. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we should say.
Hope, right.
You should say when you guys meet with him
okay.
so that he understands. If, say, Mr. Almost says he'll take an interview and he calls up 4 days before the interview and says, I'm pulling my name, then call Brisa because she was next.
Okay. So once we have those applicants, we'll have a better view of the timing.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll set that time on the 4th, and then at that budget meeting, we should have a better idea of what we're going to happen on the 12th.
So we have nothing until the 4th.
Right. 4th should be good, and then after that, hopefully everything else falls in line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the regular meeting?
And then and we could set that on the 12th, too, because I do think it would be better to make sure you have your superintendent all done and then approve it at that meeting. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have a lot of meetings in May. You don't need to do another special meeting just to hire your superintendent and have you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're going to back it off to the week of the 19th.
Also, we're not going to decide on the 12th.
Oh, I think you will, but that doesn't mean you're going to be able to agree to a contract on the 12th. So I think you want to wait, make sure you have a contract that's agreeable. I mean, maybe you get it done right away.
Now, were you here when we hired Zainan on a Friday, and then Donna didn't have her contract ready?
No.
And then on Monday, she changed her mind. And
oh,
he
yeah,
put
yeah.
out her locked in.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
That grandma
I remember
Italian
that
lady.
Time.
Yeah, so.
I wasn't here, but you guys kept He told me about it.
Okay.
And the other
we're
thing.
On this agenda now.
Yeah, the other thing I will bring to you on the 4th will be you're going to have discussions about how you're going to adjust your leave, because, you know, the way leave is dispersed right now to who and whatever, but now you're going to a 4-day week. I mean, for
like
myself,
the teachers?
For myself and anybody in the office, you're on a full year, 5-day week, you've got a lot of days. And on a 4-day week, you would be giving somebody 10 weeks off. That's crazy. So it's something.
I mean, we still haven't changed that thing on the contract either.
No, and that's on my list. I got it there to do. Yeah. On the,
I
the
forgot
sick
about
week.
It.
For sick leave.
Today
no,
I've
got it down. I actually have it. I had it on the May 9th one, but if we're not going to do it May 9th.
Well, see, and before you were supposed to change it too, so that's yeah. You know, ongoing.
All right.
No, don't forget to put those dates.
I know, I got them all right here. Yeah.
I can't even find my agenda. I shoved it somewhere.
All right. I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 7:26.
Second the motion.
7:26. Aye.
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 7:26.
A.O.